Nation.
And we're back. It's the Hitter Nation here on Hump Day on the National Talk Radio Network at the Hitter Nation, at Haji Hate, at B.A. Hater. We are joined in studio with Paul Erb, general manager of the Green Turtle in Fairfax. Thank you so much, Paul, for coming and bringing beer.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
On the Doghouse Radio lines, we have our old dear friends, longtime fans of the Hater Nation, and we're longtime fans of them. We have Paul Preston and Karen Volpe, a.k.a. the Movie Guys from themovieguys.net. Paul, Karen, how the hell are you guys doing?
Hey, it's good to see you guys.
It
Hi.
Is the most wonderful time of the year. Oscar week.
Yeah, you know
Paul
it.
Paul spends the whole week in his bathrobe writing his Oscar rant.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's true. I wrote like a 19-page dissertation of all the categories broken down, should win, will win, who's missing, you know, what's a great inclusion. All of it's all broken down in a huge big thing. I just posted on themovieguys.net. It's I'm indoors right now. I should leave the house, but here I am anyway because I love you guys.
We love you, and don't leave the house wearing just that bathrobe, dog. Don't do that.
Awkward.
I don't know how laws are in L.A., but you do that stuff out in the East Coast, boy, they will shoot you.
Lebowski out here. I'm all good.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Hey, even though we're here to talk Oscars and anticipated movies of 2013, there are two things we want to bring up. A, we're having a discussion on during the break. Karen, who did you say you really wanted to sleep with back in the day when we had you on during our Thanksgiving podcast show?
There's these two that I love. One's an actor and one's kind of an actor, but Bill Murray.
Oh, that's right. Certain. She did say Bill Murray.
She did say Bill Murray.
Yeah,
okay.
She did say Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I could have sworn it was
Channing Tatum. But, you know.
Okay, where did Daniel Day-Lewis come from?
Daniel Day-Lewis is because he reminds me of Lyle Lovett. And Lyle Lovett
is
the
that's
captain.
Right.
Wait a minute.
That's kind of twisted.
You're going to use Daniel Day-Lewis to get to pretend he's Lyle Lovett. I don't think Lyle Lovett would do that.
You got to do what you got to do.
He could do it.
Daniel Day-Lewis can play anybody.
I think
B.A.
Right.
even said he wanted to sleep with Daniel Day-Lewis back during that show.
That guy is amazing. He could make me think that he was Jennifer Lopez. I know
there
he could.
Go.
That guy's amazing.
He could play Malcolm X.
He could.
You know, Malcolm was light-skinned. He could do it. Hey, and the other thing we want to talk to you guys about before we go into Oscars, we missed this on the last break, but there was a poll recently on a UK site of the ugliest actresses in Hollywood. I wonder if you guys have seen this one. I want to go over maybe the top 10 with you guys real quick to see if you guys agree, disagree. I have a feeling with number one, you're going to agree with me on this.
Oh, God. Okay.
Number one, Kristen Stewart. The least attractive actress
Shouldn't we have started from 10 to 1?
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, we just kind of gave the pièce de résistance.
You see all these beers on my side of the desk, right?
Now, I'm confused. You're saying that these are ugly women?
Yes.
The least attractive actresses in Hollywood.
If Kristen Stewart is the least attractive, I am frightened of who else might be on that list.
I know.
I think she's kind of cute.
To verify how cute she is, I'd have to go see one of her movies, and I'm not so psyched about that.
Exactly.
You've seen Twilight. You've seen it.
The problem is with her isn't that she's unattractive. It's just that guys like women who are fun, and she seems like a nightmare.
Yeah, she seems very moody and pale.
And she'll sleep with directors, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, well, they tell her to do.
Yeah, that happens out there.
yeah, it does kind of happen.
So that brings me to my next
business.
That brings me to my next question. This is BA. How do I become a director?
You just tell people you are. That's how they do it here.
That'd be some online course and just, you know, flash your diploma around nightclubs out here.
Oh, that's cool. We can do that. Road trip. So let's go, since I've already screwed it up and I've named number one, let's just go two all the way down to 10, okay?
Okay.
So number two, Sarah Jessica Parker. She's all, you know, it's kind of, you know, the horse face thing. They've always said it. We're not the first people to ever say horse face Sarah Jessica Parker.
But the body.
Even though.
A long face, Sarah. Yeah. I've heard that.
Even though we all agreed that she got a banging body.
She does.
Her body is fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely.
Honeymoon in Vegas. Honeymoon in Vegas, her and Nick Cage. All she did was wear tight stuff.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, Sarah Jessica Parker last Tuesday. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Number three. Go ahead.
I think that she was really hot in the movie with Steve Martin as well.
Oh, L.A. Story.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
She was very hot.
Very hot. Number three kind of confused me. It's a sad state of affairs for number three. Lindsay Lohan.
Ugh.
That's just sad. I mean, she's like 25.
She's unattractive on so many levels. You know, might as well put her as the ugliest. Yeah. I'd put her number one just for overall unattractive.
I agree.
We're only going to do the next two for the top five. Number four, and this confuses me, Denise Richards.
Oh,
I'm utterly confused by this.
Who are these people?
I don't know. What was the site?
People, obviously.
The British? I mean, they got trouble enough with teeth as it is. They shouldn't be picking on the pretty American actresses.
That's why we kicked their ass out 200 years ago. They don't know nothing about women.
Both of the sites that we got this from are both from England. So this is England's opinion of our least attractive actresses.
And who do they have?
That's crazy. The thing about her that's so great is she's just so normal looking, but prettier than normal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I disagree with that
she's stunning.
One.
Yes.
I disagree with that one.
Phil's making an inappropriate hand gesture right now, so he's pretty much agreeing to us.
Her in the movie Wild Things?
Oh, my God.
Did you know that's like, wow. You know that's like 20 years
who
ago?
Who cares? What cares when it was taped?
You can't really hang on to that.
Her and Neve Campbell. And what happened to her career?
I'm sure there was a time Judy Garland was a cutie pie, too.
I can hang on to it as long as I want. I'm still wearing my Bugle Boy jeans. I can hang on to Denise Richards in Wild Things.
Jesus Christ. Bugle Boy jeans. Hey, let's go to Oscar talk now. Oscar talk!
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to have a bet. We have a bet inside the studio. The three of us are going to be betting because, oddly enough, we have not seen any of these movies. So it's going to be fantastic to listen to our rationale.
I have seen one.
Oh, my word. Are you kidding?
I am not
kidding.
Are
you living in Iraq? What are you doing?
No, I'm living in fear of crazy white people rolling up in a damn theater shooting up the joint. That's what I'm living in.
That's a good point.
Y'all need to chill that out.
That's valid. That's a valid point.
Can't be going to no theaters. Look, I'm always looking for the exits.
And we're all minorities, so.
Exactly. You know, we're going to get shot first. Happens in movies and happens in real life.
Racist.
We're not even on the list of people. They're like, I had some other brothers died around the corner. I don't know. He's probably on crack. Like Alec Baldwin says.
Yeah, you know what, just go see Django Unchained. If a white dude goes in there and wants to shoot that theater up, that's going to be
good luck.
For real. He's going to get dealt with.
Oh, my God. Well, we saw on the Sony lot, and it was full of people that would kick your ass if you even didn't like the movie. It was so awesome.
Whole bunch of Crips and Bloods talking, break yourself, fool. I like that Django Unchained.
Exactly. You walked out, you better have enjoyed the movie, or they will just roll you in the parking lot.
They were doing the poll. Did you enjoy the movie? Did you enjoy the movie?
Yes.
In a very biased exit poll,
yeah. 100%. Hey, let's talk before we go to break, and we're going to come back with you guys after the break, but let's go Best Picture, all right?
I'm going to go down the list. By the way.
We do love you guys, and that's why the first picture
awesome.
Is Amour. 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 That's the first picture.
You didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, right, I don't.
That's okay. You don't need to see that.
Argo.
There you go.
There you go. We'll take that one off.
Yeah. I went to see that, so you don't have to.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate
Follow
that.
Them.
Argo.
Follow them.
Worst Best Picture nominee since Ghost, and it's worse than Ghost.
How dare you?
Bad.
Ghost really was
bad.
All right.
Whoopi Goldberg was in Ghost.
Why wasn't she on that list of the actresses you named earlier?
That's the movie she needed.
You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah, we should make
right?
our own list.
I have two more. I have two more that should have been on that list, but you're right. Whoopi Goldberg should be on that list.
Please. Yeah.
We'll talk about the list later.
We're sorry about Color Purple. That's what that Oscar
obviously was. Obviously Ted Danson was one of the people that voted on that on that list.
God.
That's why she's not there.
All right, so we got Argo. Your thoughts on Argo?
Amazing. Okay, that's Argo's a great movie. Go see that.
That's right. My pick.
There you go.
That's your pick. Okay, Beast of the Southern Wild.
The Oscars, Argo.
Beast of the what?
Beast of the Southern Wild.
I never
did
even
that
heard
even
of it.
Come out?
Did that come out? You guys are awesome. Is that a movie?
Was that on the West Coast? Because I don't think it made it over here.
I think I saw that on a site that you can't get to if you're under 18. Beast of the Southern Wild. I swear I saw
Beast
it there.
Beast of the Southern Wild. It sounds like some Honey Boo Boo movie, but it's not. It's indie about New Orleans Delta type area that gets hit by a big storm and all the people who live there. It's a total immersion into a crazy culture you've never seen before. But
what, black people?
You've never seen it before because it got really limited release.
And they still haven't seen it.
Yeah. But you probably saw Hotel Transylvania, so boy, that's good for you. Next that makes $150 million. This movie, Best Picture, nobody saw, but that's such is the way.
Next one is Django Unchained, and of course we know all about Django Unchained.
That was awesome. That was great.
You're just saying that because
you
know we
black. Yeah, that movie doesn't care about anything.
No,
that movie didn't care about you, didn't care what you want, didn't care what you think. It's so refreshing. It just comes out and it's like, boom, what do you think of all this?
Good gracious. I love that.
I ain't changing it, so see
you. You know what? It's like, wow, I respect the gangster of that. I do respect the gangster of just, here it is, and if you don't like it, go to hell.
Yeah.
You know what? I got three 80s actors, Tom Wopat, Lee Horsley, and Don Johnson in my movie because, just because. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Yeah, Tom Wopat. Yeah.
Tom Wopat gives
Tom
you the Oscar.
Exactly.
I got a Rick Ross tune in my Western.
What?
Just because. Because I'm Quentin Tarantino, and that's what I do. And
fantastic.
I'm so confident you get wrapped up in it.
Now, I want to say quickly that Jamie Foxx couldn't be more gorgeous hanging naked upside down right before his manhood almost got cut off.
Jesus.
Just saying. Putting that out there for you guys so you can visualize it. That's why
that's
I have to see it.
That's a bad visual.
You didn't need to give that to us. Thank you, though.
Guys, no, you don't need to do that.
Yes,
that's like
awesome.
Me going to see Safe Haven and watching Josh Duhamel up on the screen and knowing that I'll never be as hot as him.
Let's talk more about how Daniel Day-Lewis can make me think that he's Jennifer Lopez.
Let's do this. First,
Jamie Foxx can do the same thing.
Well, let's do this. Let's come back with the Movie Guys, Paul and Karen, themovieguys.net, at the Movie Guys on Twitter and Facebook.com/themovieguys. Let's come back after this break, finish up our Oscar talk, and let's talk about one of the most exciting movies I think of right now in the summer of 2013, Pacific Rim. Me and Paul are going to talk about that. It's the National Talk Radio Network. We're coming right back. And we're back. It's the Hater Nation here on the National Talk Radio Network. We have a full house. The smell has just increased in goodness.
Oh, it smells lovely in here.
We are joined now in studio
by... It smells
by
like Daniel Day-Lewis in here.
It does? Ew.
Don't let Karen come through those microphones. She'll come right through if you hear Dana Day-Lewis. We are joined in studio by Britt, a.k.a. Lisa Turtle, a.k.a. Britt on Twit, MK47, and her driver. I don't know. I'm playing.
We don't know any names.
We don't know any names. They just walked in. But on the line, we have Paul Preston and Karen Volpe, the Movie Guys from themovieguys.net, Twitter at themovieguys, and Facebook.com/themovieguys. Let's get back into this Oscar talk. We landed with Django Unchained, where you guys were just trying to be nice to us because you know that we're minorities. But let's go. Let's go into a movie that. Let's go into a movie you guys can relate to. Let's go into a movie you guys can work into your wheelhouse. I'm.
Les Miserables.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Oh, I let you say it.
You can't even say Les Miserables. Come on, man.
You were practicing.
You can say Les Mis if you have to.
Les Mis. There we go.
This has been around since what? 1740. Movie guys.
Victor Hugo started that. It was a book, so forever.
Ew, yeah. You know that much, B?
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Sit next to you.
I went to college.
You did not, actually.
I actually used to sing these songs in my juries in college, so I don't mean to age myself, but yeah, I go way.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I played basketball, and I did the same thing. I sang them in my juries as well. How about that?
There you go.
So we got Les Mis, which is a play, which was a book, which is now a movie. Got a lot of good reviews. Let's move on to Life of Pi, because this is one that I talked to you guys about the last time we had you on the Basement podcast. That was that movie where I had to be drunk or high or something just to appreciate it perfectly. And Ang Lee visually must have just did a fantastic job with this movie, because now it's nominated for a Best Picture.
Yeah, and he's nominated for director, too, and I think he and Spielberg for Lincoln are neck and neck to win that one. And, you know, it's a well-crafted movie. Adds up to a whole lot of as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, it didn't quite win me over, like, emotionally. Like, it wasn't visceral. You know what I mean? It was a bunch of cool-looking stuff, and then it was over.
Yeah, it looked like it was a very visual movie.
Yeah, there's a kid in a boat with a lion. That didn't win you over, like, that didn't make you feel something?
Because that happens all the time.
That just happened to me last summer.
With a lion.
That actually just happened to me last summer.
Yeah,
the whole thing starts out with, you know, like, we sunk a zoo, and then he ends up on a boat, and, he's basically tripping and trying to figure out the existence of God. If that appeals to you, cool. If not, go see Django Unchained.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Or Argo.
And now your movie coming up, Lincoln, with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Now, I believe that I do not, I want Argo to win now, even though at the time when I talked to you last, I wanted Lincoln to win because he reminded me of Lyle Lovett. I still believe that Lyle Lovett is incredibly gorgeous, but I want Argo to win now, so Lincoln has kind of faded for me.
Really? Wow. Yeah, so much.
Good Spielberg. He can be very sentimental sometimes. That happens a couple times in this movie, but not as much as with something like, you know, The Terminal or something hack that he's done in the past. It's more along the lines of his upper tier stuff like Munich and Saving Private Ryan, and so it's good. It's a good see Django in a double feature. That's a great double feature right there.
The next movie is actually one that I'd probably be interested in actually seeing, a Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper and the Broad with the Bow and Arrow.
The Broad.
Yeah, and the Broad with the Bow and Arrow is really cute and really good in this.
She
so
is
you would
really
totally
cute.
Dig on this.
She yeah. is. It's good when an actress they're trying to anoint as the next big Hollywood golden girl is actually good.
Yeah, she's great in this.
So
see,
she's good.
I'm not a fan of Jennifer Lawrence for some unknown reason. I'm really not.
Because you're stupid or gay?
One of the two. Are you a big fan of Bradley Cooper's? Because you could enjoy that.
You know what? Oddly enough, I'm not that I am, but I'm a fan of Bradley Cooper, but not like in that way.
I think MC Hayter was a fan of Magic Mike. I think he was upset that Magic Mike wasn't up for more awards.
I was a big fan of that. See, that movie should be nominated. That was great. Oh.
You know what? That's where I lost the bet earlier when we were talking about who you thought was attractive that you might, you know, actually want to see in the theaters. I said that it was Channing Tatum. And I thought that we had that conversation before about Magic Mike and how you loved it.
I did love it, but Channing Tatum, he was good, but I liked the other one, the older one.
McConaughey.
Every Matthew McConaughey movie has him saying, hey now.
You know, so it's kind of like the Tom Cruise thing where Tom Cruise has to run in every movie
exactly
at full speed.
You
so McConaughey
Tom
has
Cruise
to
really can't run though. He looks kind of afflicted when he's running.
Oh, he looks fast
right?
as hell.
No, he don't.
He would beat you.
Running is the greatest thing Hollywood has to offer.
No, Steven Seagal running. Steven Seagal running is the greatest visual ever on the planet.
Tom Cruise could beat
Deion
Sanders.
He runs like a girl.
Tom Cruise could beat Deion Sanders running. He could.
He can't beat Deion Sanders running.
He could.
You're drunk.
Get out of me. I am
Tom Cruise.
All right, and then finally, Zero Dark Thirty. This is a movie near and dear to Ali's heart.
Because he's been on the run.
I actually saw that on the Bootleg 3000. It was pretty good.
Did you shed a tear?
I did. I was welling up.
When you know the ending, to still have it be suspenseful in the raid of the compound at the end of the movie, I mean, that's impressive right there.
Well, it's just like it's Titanic. We all knew how Titanic was going to end.
Yeah, if they can make it interesting.
We all knew how Lincoln was going to end, right?
And you guys should have known how Les Mis was going to end, but apparently none of you are into French literature.
No.
Those guys.
I like women.
Let's speak for Haji Hate and MC Hayter. But yeah, he doesn't.
The movie Bullet to the Head was the Lincoln sequel, but it turns out.
Oh, that is funny. Wait.
Too soon? Okay, too soon.
MC Hayter said that he loves women, but he didn't know who Jennifer Lawrence was.
No, I did know who Jennifer Lawrence was. I didn't think she was that hot.
Yeah.
Again, MC Hayter says he loves women and doesn't think that Jennifer Lawrence is that hot.
She's hot.
Phil and I have already had this conversation.
I have a feeling she's still a girl. When she becomes a woman, then, you know.
Oh, Lord.
She will blossom into a flower.
You probably didn't see it. You didn't see Sessions starring Helen Hunt. She's full nude, full frontal, the whole situation.
Who, and Jennifer Lawrence or Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt
in her age.
She's like 90.
Naked.
Why would I want to see that?
Why did you bring up Helen Hunt naked into this conversation?
That just killed it.
Christ.
That just killed the entire conversation.
I got that in my stream of consciousness now. Oh. What you doing?
Jennifer Lawrence in the chat room. For everyone listening. Get in the chat room.
Get in the chat room.
There are pictures of Jennifer Lawrence.
Cleavage pictures of Jennifer Lawrence in the chat room.
And just proves once again that.
Get that out of your mind about Helen Hunt.
Yes, I got it out real quick.
Just proves once again that MC Hayter is probably homosexual. But we still love him just the same.
In that kind of way. Real quick, let's go into actor and actresses. For actor in a lead role, we got Bradley Cooper, Daniel Day-Lewis, Hugh Jackman, Joaquin Phoenix. I still call him Leaf. And Denzel Washington. So who do you guys have on that one?
These are great nominees, but your will win and should win are the same guy. It's going to Daniel Day-Lewis. He'll get his third Oscar. When he puts out a performance, thousands of actors across the country quit, because what's the point if he's still out there getting it done? He's the best.
Hey, who's the guy who played Magneto Ali in the X-Men movie?
Oh, Dumbledore.
The young guy. Not the old guy. The young guy.
James McAvoy?
No, he played Xavier.
That was
Michael Fassbender.
Isn't Michael Fassbender and Daniel Day-Lewis like separated at birth? They look damn near alike.
They're both good.
Yeah.
They're both swarthy and sexy and handsome.
Swarthy.
Swarthy looking.
They are swarthy.
Best actress in a leading role. We got Jessica Chastain from Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva, I don't know, and
who was that?
Quit. All right, you guys have done enough of these shows. What's the little black girl's name?
Quavenzhané
Wallace.
Quavenzhané Wallace.
No,
I got the Wallace.
That is not her name. That's her name.
Quavenzhané.
Yeah.
She's not from these parts, huh?
No, she's only nine, so maybe she'll change it to, like, Biffy or something.
I can hate on her parents. Where is she from? Quavenzhané? Quavenzhané.
Well, I think it's French. Perhaps it might be because it's Creole. I'm not sure exactly.
No.
That ain't Creole.
No. That is not Creole. That is a terrible name.
The movie was Creole, but, yeah, but who knows?
Well, where'd they get her from?
Non-Creole. The land of bad names. That's
any
where they
name
got her
that's
from.
Beyond four syllables, I mean, you should just have to redo
if
it.
You
got
a Q,
redo.
If you got a Q and a V in your first name, you need to go do hit reset.
Her
you need
name
to hit
is called Benzine.
It's a Z. But yeah, she has, and even the little accent. Yeah.
How she got a Q, V, and a Z?
Oh my God!
Graces of life.
How mad
like
do you think?
Like
that's like 90. That's like 900 points in Scrabble.
I was going to say her name would be perfect in Scrabble.
It sounds like it should be Quavenzhané Wallace, right tackle.
That's awesome.
The line of the night.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
How mad do you think that chick is whenever she goes to Disneyland and she's looking for her name on the little license plates? I don't see Quavenzhané, mommy.
Or she tries to get the hat. Did you guys get the custom ear hat where they stitch your name on there?
and they gotta go all Quavenz.
You gotta go all the way around.
They
the
can't
hat.
Even get it. They just get Quavenz. Your new nickname is Quavenz.
What is that autocorrect to?
A household name in the course of her acting career, man. Then that would be something.
That would be
amazing if she can just make that a household name.
Her parents should
she
be.
Could, she's nine. She's
beat with
off to a good
fish
start.
Sticks.
And finally, by the way, a normal name, Naomi Watts.
Oh yeah.
I love me some Naomi great. Watts.
Of course you do, Bama boy.
You haven't seen the movie, Beasts of the Southern Wild, but I think that Quavenzhané Wallace gives the best performance of the bunch.
Wow.
She's nine. She's amazing. She doesn't come in with knowing anything about her. Like, you don't know what. She's just a nine-year-old kid. So it's like, oh, are we going to see the funny performance from so-and-so or the real dramatic whatever? And she's real raw, and there's a lot going on with her character. But I think they're going to give it to Jennifer Lawrence, as we talked about, because Hollywood wants to kind of anoint her. The next big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they've tried their best to anoint Channing Tatum the next big thing, and let's see how that works out in 2013. Hey, guys, we're going to let you guys go. We want you guys back to talk about 2013 blockbusters. We ran a little over having so much fun with you talking Oscars.
We love you guys.
Iron Man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like, she loves some Iron Man. I love Karen because Karen will just say the movie and then the actor and just moan.
That's what I have to say about it. Yeah,
gushiest orgasm.
Our producer got a sick mind.
We definitely have to talk Pacific Rim.
Yes, giant my man.
Robots fighting giant monsters. This will be the greatest movie ever.
Exactly. I will fly to LA and watch that movie with you.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And I'm on an adult site, and there's something about Beasts of the Northern Wild, so we can talk about that too. We can talk about that one.
Once
they
again.
Got three sequels in them, you know, with all these different directions on the compass.
Oh
they just, you know, they got to think big.
Northeast,
don't
Southwest.
Say that.
Paul Preston. Paul Preston and Karen Volpe, themovieguys.net, facebook.com/themovieguys, and @themovieguys on Twitter. The guys, thank you so much for coming on. We definitely love you.
We love
Stay
you.
Stay in touch. We'll holler at you on Twitter.
All right. It was great, guys.
Later.
Thank you.